Thank you.
At the risk of sounding like an old man, why don't young people vote?
Well, I think it's kind of a two-sided problem. On one side, people turn out to vote when they have something either to gain or something to lose. And politics in America today doesn't really have a lot to offer young people right now. On the other side of the equation, you have a situation where states that know that young people tend to be liberal voters are actually making it harder for them to vote. So I think about like Iowa made it basically impossible for college students who were in Iowa to vote as Iowa residents and instead made them vote for their home states. Mm. And so it's a kind of two-sided thing. Like we're not offering students and young people a lot politically, and then we're making it more difficult for them to vote in many states.
And we're also, it seems, not doing much for them in school. Only 9 states and the District of Columbia require civics education in public high schools. Do you think that's part of the problem?
It's absolutely part of the problem. I'll say that a lot of this is driven by like the emphasis on testing in schools. And so essentially, a lot of civics classes have been pushed to the side in order to offer students additional support in math and reading. And not that math and reading aren't important, but our civics and our democracy matters a lot to me.
There is a new survey out this month by the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation. Had some amazing statistics. Says only a third of Americans surveyed would pass the U.S. citizenship test. And these are basic questions, like which of these states borders Canada, for instance. But there's also an age gap. People who are 65 and older, they're the ones with the highest scores. Why do you think that is?
I think that civics is kind of like language. So like I have traveled in Latin America and learned Spanish several times. As I don't use my Spanish skills deteriorate. And I think civics is the same way. If you learn civics in high school and then aren't engaged politically, your muscles atrophy. But older folks have more to risk in every election. There's a reason why they turn out to vote. Like basically Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are on the ballot in every election, and they know that and they show up.
There are celebrities who are paying attention to this. We heard from former President Obama trying to get people out to vote in November, but here is Taylor Swift at the American Music Awards earlier this month.
Thank you so much for this, and I just wanted to make a mention of the fact that this award and every single award given out tonight were voted on by the people, and you know what else is voted on by the people? Is the midterm elections on November 6th. Get out and vote. I love you guys.
So this is worth noting. Taylor Swift's Instagram post with a similar theme urging her fans to vote for Democrats in Tennessee, it single-handedly caused a surge in online voter registrations across the country. The singer Kid Rock has done similar get-out-the-vote campaigns for Republicans. But my question is this the new norm in American politics, that in order to get people interested in voting, that a celebrity needs to come out and push them to do it?
Well, I hope not. But honestly, like registering to vote is only half the battle. You also have to get people to the polls. So Oregon has gotten rid of voter registration. You're just automatically registered to vote. And here in Washington State, you can register online, like via Facebook, and then we vote 100% by mail. And for me, when I'm talking to my students, like I berate them. I'm like, we vote by mail. There's no excuse. And so for me in my classroom, like we vote shame, and my students don't like need a celebrity to do that.
They
like,
don't.
That's
so
a part of the
how
thing.
Are they responding to Taylor Swift's push to get voters out?
I work at a majority brown, low-income high school, and they're not really into Taylor Swift, honestly. Not just Taylor Swift, no. Beyonce, different story, but at my school, Swift is not the business.
All right. So take me inside your classroom. What are you teaching the kids that gets them engaged with civics?
One aspect of politics that I think that we do injustice with is we pay too much attention to national politics and to like the presidency. And so we spend a lot of time in my classroom talking about the importance of state government and all the things state governments can do and like all the powers that come through the 10th Amendment. And one of the things my students walk out of my classroom understanding each year is that Congress actually has far more power than most Americans think they do. And essentially everything that Donald Trump is doing right now, if you like it, then you should maintain a Republican Congress. And if you dislike it, you should try to overturn Congress.
I was thinking about the Parkland High School students in Florida and the movement that they got behind after the shooting at their school. That would suggest to me that not all high school students are apathetic about this country that they live in. Do you think that for the most part, kids are engaged and they do care, but for some reason they're just not going out and voting?
Well, absolutely. I think this generation that is coming up today is tremendously engaged in politics and cares. About what's happening. I think they're also very skeptical, if not cynical, about our national politics. And with your Parkland example you bring up, I think that's actually demonstrative of what I was talking about earlier about state politics. The national conversation about gun control policy is basically dead, and it doesn't matter what happens, there'll be no national movement. There is room for movement at the state level. And if you look at the Parkland shooting, those kids went to the Florida Capitol, not the national Capitol. And so refocusing some of that energy on state politics, I think, is a way to re-engage students into politics.
That's Nathan Bolling, high school government teacher at Lincoln High School in Tacoma, Washington, and host of the Nerd Farmer podcast. Nathan, thanks for speaking with us, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you. My pleasure.